With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A court-authorized search now underway in Rio Rico, Arizona, just north of the border in Mexico. No arrests have been reported overnight. However, one person has been detained for questioning in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Pima County Sheriff's Department says deputies detained someone during a routine traffic stop near Tucson earlier Tuesday. And the White House is asking the public to assist in the case of Savannah Guthrie's missing mom.
The president encourages any American across the country with any knowledge of the suspect to please call the FBI, who continue to assist state and local authorities.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Today, at the Virginia Capitol, parents, students, and pro-family leaders warning the state's new progressive legislature has been trampling parental rights and compromising student safety. Correspondent Anne Marie Morgan.
Virginia bills to guard student privacy in bathrooms and save girls' sports have been defeated. Candy Cushman said others that erode parents' rights are advancing.
On content that their children are exposed to in schools, bills that would inject identity politics and sexual ideology into history lessons, and not only that, but would insert that into a framework that would make it part of statewide testing.
The group called on lawmakers not to tread on parents in pursuit of ideology. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Republican leaders on Capitol Hill expressing positions about the DHS funding when the department's stopgap funding expires Friday night. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll meet with Senate Majority Leader John Thune to discuss a number of different options. This is SRN News. A warning from a religious freedom advocate. Here's Michael Harrington.
Carmela Borshan of the Assyrian International Council says, quote, Christianity is fading from the Middle East and Christians are placed at the mercy of their perpetrators. Once we had 1.5 million Christians, now we have only 300,000 left. She made her comments to the recently concluded Religious Freedom Summit in Washington. She also warned that there is no hope for democracy in the region if there is no religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog began a state visit to Australia Monday with a wreath laying at the site of the anti-Semitic attack in Sydney that left 15 dead 2 months ago. He also met with a number of victims' families and survivors of that attack on a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach. He also laid a wreath and two stones he brought with him from Jerusalem. This is SRN News. One of baseball's top pitchers of the modern era is going back where it all began 20 years ago.
Justin Verlander is going back to his first big league team, agreeing to a one-year $13 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. The deal for the three-time AL Cy Young Award winner includes $11 million in deferred payments. Verlander, who turns 43 on February 20th, is looking to rebound from a frustrating year with San Francisco. His 266 victories are tied for 34th on baseball's career list. His 3,553 career strikeouts are 8th and closely trailing Don Sutton's 3,574. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Paramount intensifying efforts to take over Warner Brothers Discovery. The company Tuesday offered Warner shareholders an added ticking fee if the deal doesn't close by the end of the year. More details, srnnews.com.